You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
As for today's segment, drum roll please.
I can't feel my feet.
A $15 blind, you ask for it, and here we are to fool one another again. Blinds are important because you may have a flavor profile that you smoke, and the same goes for drinking, for that matter. You have something that you gravitate towards, whether it's rye, whether it's bourbon, whether it's Tennessee whiskey, whether it's rum or tequila, mezcal, whatever.
Or, Crystal Light.
Yeah, Crystal Light. Or, any of the cigars that you choose, like, you gravitate towards those things, and a lot of people are afraid to step out and try something different.
It just whittles everything down to, do you like what's in your hands?
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to this Smokes episode where we do one of my favorite things and I blindfold people.
I'm blind.
I'm blind. Not,
man. Where are my feet?
So,
ooh, what's this?
Welcome to Sips of the Smokes episode for our $15 blind tasting where everything good in life is worth discussing. With us today, we have good old boy Benjamin on the ones and twos.
In here, like swimwear.
Next to him, we got good old boy Mike.
5, 10, 15.
Welcome back, sir. You're not banned yet. And pulling up the rear, we got Justin in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Such a pleasure to be here, gentlemen.
Oh, I know. It's 88
all I got
sunny.
Was pleasure.
It's so horrible, yeah.
I was thinking for your pleasure.
We're the best thing on at 2 a.m.
5, 10, 15.
We're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before What's Eating Gilbert Grape rerun. And just after the Eurovision 1976 rerun.
Is that still on, Gilbert Grape?
This says What's Gilbert Grape Eating, which I think is a much more fun approach to that.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that, but then I figured people would be like, what's that? And as you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments.
I love Eurovision. I'm just saying that.
I'm a huge Eurovision
I'm
fan.
I'm telling you, you know.
No, every
I'm
year.
You, look, it's all about the hair.
Yeah. It's the pyrotechnics and the hip gyration.
You know, I think They're going to bring back bell bottoms.
I'm down. As long as ABBA comes back.
It's absolutely. Already happening. It's already happening. I agree. Yes.
As you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments are about cigars and, well, everything that is smoked. Almost everything. As for today's segment, drum roll please.
I can't feel my feet.
A $15 blind, you ask for it, and here we are to fool one another again. We've done the $5 blind.
I'm sorry, did you say somebody's going to be the fool?
Yeah, that's you. You're the pivot man in the middle
of
the day.
Justin's nominated again, because it sounds like it. He's the guy.
Oh, yeah. So we've done a $5 blind and we've done a $10 blind. And if you haven't listened to those episodes, I really suggest that you go back into our portfolio.
Choose another
anywhere
episode.
You want. Choose another. Go and check out the $5 and $10 blinds because we have a lot of fun screwing with each other on these cigars. And Mike loves every cigar I throw at him. And he thinks that he doesn't. It's my favorite thing in the door. So, what's in the box? Who knows? It's a blind. So strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today. But don't worry, if you miss anything, you can download the full episode from anywhere you find podcasts.
And he's used the word strap on and blind all in the same, you know, like 30 seconds.
Am I the only one that has concerns?
This sounds like a typical Friday for Justin. Do we need to go back to the production
safety meeting, you know?
HR conference room three.
That's right. So you can download any of our previous episodes from anywhere you get podcasts. But before we dive into the shallow end without our helmet, remember the buddy system.
Again.
Buddy. That's right. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episode where all these cigar speak will be decoded. Maybe. We kind of fumble around with that one, but it's a good episode, and you should check it out.
You will not be a noob after listening.
You will not be a noob. So good old boy Mike
gets
the...
incorrect.
So tell me what you really think, Benjamin. So good old boy Mike gets the honors of going over our smokes rating today. Why don't you take it away, Mike?
We will be smoking and discussing these cigars and rating them with our sips, suds, and smokes ratings, plus our signature sounds. Hear those ratings now. Smoke one. This sucked before it was lit.
Mike's favorite rating.
Number two. At least it was lit. Number three. I would smoke this again. Number four. How much you want for him?
Magnificent.
And our Smokes 5 rating, what are they? I need a box.
So, going to take a second here, and if you didn't listen to our previous episode, we won an award.
Woohoo!
It's a very prestigious award in Nashville. Thank you, Nashville Scene.
Thank you.
All of our voters.
Yee-haw! My theory is that we had 17 and a half people that voted for that award.
All I know is that
so we have like a super fan that's up in like, you know, Springfield, which is your neck of the woods.
Oh, I need to meet our neighbor.
Yeah, that's right. For sure.
But the thing is his name is Earl. He's a super fan.
He's got 1,100 cell phones cell phone.
No.
He has this lazy eye
that kind of goes off to the side. You know, he goes, I like your show a lot. You know, he meets me down at the Sonic like every other Thursday.
He holds people at gunpoint and vote for the show.
There's a full restraining order.
He's the assistant coach and the water boy.
So I didn't count Earl as like a full person. So I think it's like 17 people, you know, plus Earl that voted for us, you know. Yeah. Thank you, Earl. I appreciate it, man. Keep on keeping on, brother. I'll buy the extra cheese for your burger this week.
That's right. So, you know, if you've listened to our blind episodes, we have a lot of fun laughing and carrying on about what we like to smoke because we like to screw with each other.
That is an understatement.
I like to screw with each other.
You know? Anything that will impact Barger's lack of putting capability.
Yeah, my putts have definitely suffered this month.
That's for sure.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'll get it back. It'll come back. It's fine. Not going to talk about it. So, Mike.
That's incorrect.
Those golf lessons I'm going to get them. You're going to be sad. All right, Mike. Tell us what your cigar was.
Well, you know, I was thinking about the whole process at Screw You Choices of cigars that I could
bring.
Wait,
should we guess first? Justin, what's your guess on what his cigar was?
Sure. I can tell you.
Just give me a brand.
I will give you the wrapper, the binder, and the filler. We can talk about it, and then I will tell you what it is at the end. How about that?
Okay.
Do you like that process?
I like that.
Okay.
Justin, what's your thoughts?
Wait. I'm going to give
me the binder, filler, wrapper.
All right. So the wrapper is Ecuadorian Sumatra.
Ooh.
The binder is Nicaraguan. See how I say that, Benjamin? So the filler is Nicaraguan, and, yeah, so, There you have the wrapper, the binder, and the filler. Ecuadorian Sumatra.
Well, that narrows
Nicaragua.
It down for us, so let's just collaborate here amongst ourselves. Justin, what do you think
just
it was?
Give up now.
Give it a break.
I think it was an Oliva Maduro.
Oliva Maduro.
Wow.
Okay, Benjamin?
Wow.
So, I mean, I had a little bit of a hard time with it. It was a... Mike's and Justin's were actually very similar in structure and build, both kind of like box pressed esque.
I saw that too.
I feel like Mike's is something that I've smoked before.
I definitely think I've smoked Mike's before.
But putting a finger on it, man, was tough for me. I thought that it was something like in the Padron kind of family. It kind of had that. Kind of textured wrapper situation happening. It wasn't like real like waxy and you know, beautiful. It had a little bit more of like a natural earthy kind of vibe to it. So that's kind of what I was thinking, you know, just on optics alone.
So I have one of two choices for this cigar.
Wrong.
That's incorrect.
You know, this is the story of my life, and it's okay. I could go with something. What was the one I was thinking of? I almost thought it could have been Artista for a moment.
But that would be unusual for me to double back.
Yeah,
we've covered Artista,
or maybe
cigars, so.
Maybe Espinosa, maybe. Based off complexity, size, square. What'd I do? How'd I do?
Justin.
Yes.
You were not even close, but thank you for playing. indeed, this is from Espinosa.
Oh!
And this is the Knuckle Sandwich Maduro Corona Gorda. So
nice.
Yeah. So, a bit of the storyline around this, and we'll go around. You guys can talk more about the cigar. Sound good?
It's the Knuckle Sandwich. Is that right?
This is the Knuckle Sandwich. This is a bit of a celebrity, play. So this is Guy Fieri's,
oh, the blue band.
This is, his, personal, you know, line called the Knuckle Sandwich. It is by Espinosa. Again, just to remind you, the wrapper is Ecuadorian Sumatra, the binder is Nicaraguan, the filler is Nicaragua. If only your putting was as good as your capability of deciphering, you know, specifically, you know, what it would be. Not even close, my gosh, you know, but anyway, yeah, 6 feet is not... Is not close, okay?
No, it's not.
It's not even remote.
I was 6 feet away from a Mercedes.
Man. And the alleys of everything. It was not even. Well, that was interesting. So we're going to vamp a bit here until we get to break. What made you head down there? You were like, it's box press, Benjamin. Was that like influencing your guess because it was about that kind of narrowed the field?
Absolutely. There aren't many companies that I come across or cigars that I come across that really lean into
the box press,
the way it, and now that we know what it is, like Espinosa does it
all the time. It's great. Right? Like their box press, fantastic.
100%. And so I was just trying to think of the ones that do employ that role.
We'll be right back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
So while colors are hard for me, guessing cigars are not hard for me. So we talked about the knuckle sandwich, and we haven't rated it yet, but this was Guy Fieri's knuckle sandwich Maduro. Is that right?
Yes.
So the Maduro, the red band, not the blue, like I said. The blue was his anniversary that just came out this year.
I'm still impressed that special. You even
the
came
chef
close.
Special. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And I was asking, you know, specifically why you were guessing that, you know, it was Espinosa. So I didn't get to you, Barger. What was it about you to go, that's very Espinosa-like?
Well, do you want me to lie or do you want me to tell you the truth?
You were reading my notes upside down?
Read your notes upside down.
And I knew that was coming.
100%.
Yes. Yeah.
However.
6 feet was really close. Yes.
However, it is very, this cigar wasn't that hard of a stretch for me. I would have probably said that in any way. Based upon the flavor profile and the box pressing, most of the knuckle sandwich line comes in a box press, and it's something indicative of Espinosa. Like even some of their Torpedo series, some of their 601s, the La Bambas and those things, like those all come in box press. So like the way he designs his boxes is awesome, and I'm a big fan. So I actually smoke a lot of Espinosa cigars.
Well, I'd like to read at least just, you know, their synopsis of, you know, some of the flavor profile. And then I'd love for you guys to chime in and say,
maybe,
you know. So, you know, the aromas from the foot are filled with cocoa, baker spice, walnut, with the body of the cigar offering more of natural tobacco notes and just a hint of baker spice. Pre-lit has a little bit of red pepper flake, more of a dark chocolate note than the cocoa from the foot. And then as things get going, you're going to have a bit more of baker chocolate, damp earth, red pepper flakes. There's kind of a heavy, creamy sweetness on the finish of this. The retrohale is just a bit of mustiness to it, with a hearty portion of red pepper flakes, almost enough to be tear-inducing. The burn and the draw are exceptional in early stages, and the cigar putting off a fair amount of smoke.
Smoke.
So,
just a second on that. So the knuckle sandwich is so far the majority of the knuckle sandwiches that I've smoked. That spice, that flavor profile. Not to sound like a parrot, but man, those are some flavor towns. Though all of the knuckle sandwich line, I have not had a single bad one.
Well, I can't say that in general we're not a fan of celebrity and products.
Sure.
You know, it's like, Seriously, you know. But I think this is one of those occasions that I really think that Guy Fieri actually, you know, teamed up well. It's not like they did this overnight. It took them over a year and a half, you know, to create this line.
Yeah.
So I definitely have some, you know, respect that he wasn't just going to, you know, throw his name on something that was pre-done, pre-blended. I'm just going to step up and slap my name on it and away we go and we all make money. That, you know, that seemed to be just a bit more than maybe a traditional celebrity track of just, you know, kind of throwing it against the wall, so to speak. Here are some of my own tasting notes around this. Lots of black pepper up front, yields to some soft chocolate in the middle, hence a leather, almost creamy, nice balance, great construction, good draw. And I actually paired this with a 2005 Panamanian rum, and it was fantastic. I really thought that to say that elevated the experience is, an understatement. I really love this. I didn't walk into it. I've had like 10 of these, and I pretty much had this blind as well, and I was very impressed with it, you know, and I thought, wow. You know, for this price point, I'm satisfied. I'm good. I'd go back to this for sure.
Yeah.
This is definitely one of those experiences where the first time I saw these boxes, you know, in my favorite local tobacconist, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, Guy Fieri smoked cigars. I get it, right?
Sure.
And then I smoked the first one and was, you know, one of those situations where you are very pleasantly surprised.
Sure.
Right? This is, you know, a wow light bulb moment. And you go, oh, okay. You know, like, we're out kick the coverage here. We're not – didn't just come to play around and put his name on a cigar band. Like, these things actually rock and are something, you know, that I also – keep in rotation.
Yeah, no, for sure. I definitely keep Espinosa in rotation. More importantly, the knuckle sandwich line, I definitely keep them in for sure. Justin, what do you think, buddy?
So I'm definitely gonna have more of these. I think the construction was very good. It was full of flavor. It had different flavors at the first third, the middle, and the end, each one becoming more intense. I paired this one with Crystal Light because I've been drinking all day. I actually had it while we smoked, what we did the last show.
Did you get the pink Crystal Light? I like the pink Crystal Light.
Yeah. Her name's Crystal.
The pink? Yeah, this one's the lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
It was good.
The pink lemonade, yeah.
So let me ask you this. Are you familiar with the Espinosa line?
I've had them before, but I didn't have any long-lasting opinions, but as I said, after I've had this blind,
yeah,
it's definitely going to be in the rotation.
So that's
now
really what I enjoy doing about these blinds, and that is why I feel like there are a lot of other genres of podcasts that they don't really get into this much. They stick to a shtick and they do it, but like, these blinds are important because you may have a flavor profile that you smoke. And the same goes for drinking, for that matter. You have something that you gravitate towards, whether it's rye, whether it's bourbon, whether it's Tennessee whiskey, whether it's rum or tequila, mezcal, whatever. Or
Crystal Light.
Yeah, Crystal Light. It's Cristal. That was her name. or any of the cigars that you choose, like, you gravitate towards those things, and a lot of people are afraid to step out and try something different because they're I wouldn't necessarily say fear, but I would say comfort zone. You get into this mode of a comfort zone and you just, you roll with it the rest of your life.
Mm. What do you think, as you were thinking about the price point, you know, because this whole episode is about price point, mm-hmm. you know, and
for sure.
So when you were having this, where you're going, oh my gosh, for $15, this is what, I mean, how would you fill in the rest of that?
So I think for me personally, and this is good old boy Barger, I think for me personally, when I think of a $15 or more cigar, well, this is obviously not. Yeah. Let's just say I'm cheap. It's cool. I'm cheap. I'll smoke whatever's free or whatever. Yeah, right. So if I'm purchasing a $15 cigar, one, I believe in your company. Two, I enjoy what you produce. And those are cigars that if I'm going to sit down and have a conversation with somebody, I had a conversation with good old boy Benjamin yesterday, and we smoked a very expensive cigar together. And it was an amazing time because, one, we celebrated his sobriety, and two, we had a chance to connect on a level about our life, and we chose, or Benjamin actually chose that cigar and gifted me with it, and it was great. But it's not a cheap cigar. It's nothing to scoff at. So we have conversations all day long. I smoke $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 cigars all the time. But when you, I think the intentionality behind smoking a more expensive cigar is you're now being intentional about where you're smoking it and what you're doing with it. Like, I'm not going to take a $15 cigar to the golf course while I take 7 putts to put in, you know?
That tracks.
Yeah, for sure.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can believe that you can 7 putt. Yeah. That was all I heard.
So, I wouldn't talk about the cigars.
But if I'm going to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with you or Justin or Benjamin here, like, I'm going to take my time. And we're going to talk, and we're going to smoke, and we're going to be intentional. And I think the intentionality of it is what people want, to slow down, enjoy what you're doing. And I think that really brings that brotherhood of the leaf together.
Well, if I had any intention, it was to it wasn't just to find a cigar at a price point. I really wanted to go with something that I felt was very well priced and exceptional, I think, for that price point.
Oh, absolutely.
Do I absolutely think that they could easily charge a lot more for this stick? It's great quality.
Sure.
I think that it's not just a token celebrity moment. And
if you work for Espinosa, do not take that advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, leave the price point alone. It's perfect.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
You could.
And if
one
you,
may.
And if you'd really like to express your gratitude for our comments here, send us a box.
Yeah, send us a box. I'll send you the address when I send you the link.
Guy, next time you're in town.
Yeah. Come, let's have a chat episode.
Ring up with us, man. Yep. We'll go smoke both a couple of these together. Well, why don't you guys rate this up, what you think about the blind here? Wow. I did not expect to throw it out of the park.
It
like
is
that.
A five across
Holy
the board.
Wow. Man.
I will buy these cigars.
I'm really honored. You know, yeah. I that was not what I was aiming for.
This is the first thing in the history of the podcast you've done right,
Holy
Mike.
Cow, man. I'm just, can we just quit while I'm ahead? You
know, so, it. Benjamin, let's talk about yours.
Maybe I should revise and amend some of my other comments about your choices.
Yeah, that's
choices
fine.
Here.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, cool. So, in
how many K's and sucks?
I think it sucks.
So, Benjamin, what do you got for us?
Yeah, so in line with the rules of the $15 blind, right? Mine was a...
Tell us the rapper,
the
binder,
rapper
filler.
Binder filler.
Well, if you would have let me finish statement. Yeah.
That I apologize.
My
I apologize.
Goodness, boys. Yep. Mine was a Brazilian Modafina wrapped Nicaraguan binder and filler.
Not even close.
Delicious cigar. What do you all think it was?
What's binder filler?
Nicaraguan.
Puro.
No. Brazilian Modafina wrapped.
Okay.
Nicaraguan binder.
Sorry, I zoned out Philly. For a minute.
Yeah, you cut me off. You zoned out.
Tracks.
This is going great.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's this?
Yeah. Piece of candy. Yeah. Mike, what'd you think?
You know, I wrote down a box press Churchill Maduro wrapper, you know. I was like,
In other words, he hated it.
Well, I'm not particularly a fan of that size, you know. And
it wasn't a Churchill.
No, I get that now, but at the time, that's what I wrote down. And so
you do know length measurements, right? Should we talk about girth?
Yes, I'm very aware, but it's not a girth issue, you know. So
are you sure?
Yeah.
Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure. Place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch, and back up again, making sure it's going over the widest part.
Yeah, so I don't have any good guesses. Next.
What do you got, Justin? What do you think it was?
I have no idea what it was, but I thought it was pretty good flavor.
Foul sorcery.
Consistent, and it had a nice draw.
So I had two guesses. I did not see his paperwork, just for frame of reference.
Oh, now we're getting true to it.
He's sitting to my left. I could if I wanted to, but one, okay, there's two choices. One, I think it could be an AJ Fernandez cigar.
That's a pretty good guess.
That's not a bad guess.
Well, there's three guesses, really.
Yeah,
so it'd be
so AJ Fernandez, what's make like 38 different brands?
Yeah,
so.
That's all. Yep.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Narrow that down.
Of the 802 cigars, he's close.
So, so, you know, I would, yeah.
Could be AJ
would,
Fernandez. Yeah,
could be EPC.
It could be number three.
And number three could be like a San Cristobal.
Perfect, dude. So this was about as close as that putt for a Mercedes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And this is going to be a shocker because I also went with the Espinosa line.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Totally unplanned, everything.
This is, mine was the La Ranja Reserva Escuro.
Oh, Escuro.
Yeah.
There it is.
It was the Corona Gorda, so it is a 6x46. And this is one of those box-worthy cigars for me, man.
So I was leaning towards the AJ Fernandez, but that makes a lot of sense because their flavor profiles are kind of